Good morning, Laguna Beach. It's Rainbow Radio. 9 o'clock on Saturday morning. Hope everyone's up alive and well, feeling good. We've got some fabulous guests here this morning. I can't wait to get to the program. But hang on there. We'll be right back with more. I'm going to introduce my guests real quick before I get some housekeeping done here. First of all, we have Larry Ritchie. Say good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Larry.
Thank you. And then we have Andrew Borgeson. I think I have to turn your microphone up. Now try that again.
Well, good morning, Craig.
Oh, good voice. And now the deep baritone of Leo.
Good morning.
Oh, come on, Leo. Come on, Leo.
Good morning.
We got some great guests. Before we get to our program, I need to thank again our sponsor, Villa Real Estate, Mike Johnson. It's high-end residential. They're located in Laguna Beach, Corona Del Mar, and Costa Rica. Oops, that would be Costa Mesa. Oh,
I'd rather Costa Rica.
I didn't know about that branch office in Costa Rica, but, you know. Anyway, thank you, Larry, thank you, Mike, for being our sponsor. We really appreciate it. This week, I like to feature every week a best-kept secret. We got a really good secret this week. I can't wait to get to it. And then gay-owned businesses, and then people that are important to our community because they contribute so much to the community, which we appreciate that as well. So before we get any further into our program, I want to talk a little bit about LGBT news and what I want to do. It seems we have a lot of disconnected, I'm making an opinion here, not necessarily one of the station, but disconnected information about what's going on in Laguna Beach. And I'm a member of the Heritage Committee, and as Larry is, and some other people too. I've also been to A Taste of Laguna and met a lot of people that were of the community, let's say. And I feel that too often that information is not getting represented in one location. So when it's not happening, I always put it on myself. So I have put it on myself. I am creating on our Rainbow Radio website a list of activities, gay and lesbian, LGBT, in the community of what's going on. I hope it becomes a repository for all what goes on in Laguna so we can be a stronger, more, happier community, communicating the things that are important in our world and sharing with the multitudes, whether it's through the radio station or whether it's in the community at the various businesses that we have going on. So I believe this will work. And before we get into our first interview, we'll get back with one more song. I believe.
Laguna is still gay.
Yes, it is.
Thank you. Thank you, Leo. And here we go. We believe, don't we, Cher?
Talking to you, it's so sad.
Okay, thank you, Cher. We do believe, and we do believe we don't have a lot of time as well.
Bye, Cher. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah. Oh very God. Good. Very good. So my first guests this morning are represent and a best kept secret. I'm going to give a little bit of an introduction. Ryan Goldsmith, or we call him Leo. Say hello, Leo.
Hello. Here we are.
And then we have Andrew Bergeson, who they both represent a business here, but it's one of Laguna Beach's best kept secrets. I've been going on about this for, I don't know, months. I'm so happy to have them here on the show today. I've been trying to twist their arms, and Leo pulled himself away today from the market because he thought maybe it would be nice to share his time with us. And
I could maybe get a date out of the deal.
Oh, really?
Someone. Oh, wow.
Broadcasting Larry? Far and wide.
I have time.
We've heard that about you, Larry. Yeah.
I share time, too.
That's you're always caring, always giving. That's Larry. Yeah. So Leo started a farm years ago, and the farm is kind of segued into a couple other adventures that he's taken, and we'll get into those in a little bit. But suffice to say, right now he has a very unique business here in Laguna Beach. Never heard of one like it before. It's called Bounty Meals.
Bounty Farm Dinner.
Bounty Farm Dinners. So it's about the bounty of the farm in a dinner, and they do it here in Laguna Canyon. I'll let you tell a little bit about it because it is a hot spot to go. It is great food, and it's something that's never been tried anywhere that I know of that's on a scale like this. So it's Laguna Beach's This Week Best Kept Secret. Along with Ryan is Andrew. Andrew has been there for every one of their events, and he is key person behind coordinating and managing the food service, the beverage service, and working with the staff, the chef. And with that, I'm just going to let you guys kind of go on about how this happened. Maybe I'll start with Ryan a little bit. When did you first come up with this concept?
Well, let me just finish the introduction. I really want to make sure we do mention our chef, Chef Jen Alvarez. Her and I do this business together as partners, and she is equally the other half of this thing, and she really makes it go. But as far as myself, farm dinners, my first farm was up in Sebastopol, Sonoma County.
Oh, yeah.
And I have culinary training before going into farming. And so I decided, hey, let's do a small dinner here on the farm. We lived on the farm in a farmhouse, me and my partner at the time and another dear friend. And so we just kind of went for it, and we advertised through Slow Foods, San Francisco. And that was our first dinner. So this was probably about 12 years ago.
So you've had some practice.
Yes, on and off over the years, yes.
And so then didn't you were here in Laguna Beach for a while. I know you ran off to New York and then came to your senses and realized that this is the center of the universe. And
right.
And you came back.
Sand over snow.
Any day, yes.
So we're glad you're back, believe me. So then you got connected with Bluebird Farms?
Right. I moved back to town because family first. I came here to be closer to my folks. I grew up in Dana Point, came to the area in 78. And so my primary interest was being back closer to the fam, but being a farmer, the second interest was getting work. And I've owned my own farms over these past, 12, 13 years. But so I went looking for farms, and sure enough discovered, I had visited Bluebird Canyon Farms before I moved away last time when the current owners had just bought it. And I looked at that place and thought, wow, like buildings falling in on themselves, trash everywhere, rats. I was like, good luck, y'all. I come back 7 years later and it's absolutely stunning. So, and they had a need for a farmer to come in and manage their gardens. So although it's a very broad operation whose main focus is education. They want to be a farm that people can benefit from having an agricultural experience. yeah, which we provide in the dinners. So that's our goal, is like just to really get people to the farm to see what food looks like growing, to see what it can be turned into, and
So Andrew, you kind of help pull it all together as far as the food fair and maybe pairing of the wine and beverages. What's your part in this besides?
Yes, Craig. I specialize in hospitality. I've been working in the hospitality industry for about 5 years, 6 years. And Ryan is a good friend of mine, and he mentioned that he was doing these dinners, and he said, hey, I'm looking for a server. This was our first dinner. And after the dinner, I had so much feedback for him that it was like, okay, let's try all this stuff next time. And as soon as we started doing it, it was amazing.
So it's this collaboration that's grown and brought it together.
Yep, started with him and Jen, and then I threw a little...
Absolutely. Came in and everyone, it's a good match.
Okay,
we all
now
go together well.
So I'm listening to the radio station today and I'm going, oh, this sounds fun. I guess they serve food on a ranch. So let's go a little further than that with it. Say I'm interested and say I know there's a certain price, it's a fixed price, but kind of give us a brief rundown, the two of you, on what you offer as far as this Laguna Beach's best kept secret. Okay,
trying to keep it a secret. No,
because I understand you sell out every week. Every time you have one. Mm-hmm. How many dinners have you had so far? You think?
What, eight?
I think maybe ten. Because we do twice a month in about half of the year, about May. Or this year we started in end of June. Mm-hmm. Anyways, about eight this year. I'd say eight or ten.
Okay, and when will you start up again?
We're going to start up again in May in time for Mother's Day. I mean, what a fantastic gift. And how it has been operating is when folks show up, I mean, I do have experience doing this a long time. Andrew has a ton of experience doing this a long time. So we've made it, I think, a really well-oiled situation. Pull up to the farm. A lot of people don't know where it is, by the way. It is in Bluebird Canyon, the bottom of Bluebird Canyon, right across from where the tennis courts are above the water reservoir tank. You can't see it from the road. It's a tough one to find. It's a steep driveway. So we pull up. We got valet parking.
Yes.
Mr. Valet, Dana Point. Mm-hmm. They're awesome. And you come on in, and Andrew pretty much welcomes people.
Yeah.
How do you select the menu items for the fair? And is it a fixed fair, or do you?
It's fixed, yes.
Okay.
So it's six courses in total, and Chef Jen and I get together and talk about what's coming off the fields, and a lot of times she'll see or recognize things that I hadn't even noticed. Some certain, you know, edible flowers, or like the center of a sunflower, you can like slice that up and saute it, stuff like that. But fantastic process of, look, Jen, this is what I see. And then, you know, she might see some other things. And we start the menu based on what's coming out of the fields at Bluebird Canyon Farms. And then we both have experience, her as a chef, myself as a farmer, at farmers markets, really, of knowing other local producers. So.
Okay. So everything is essentially harvested that day.
Yes.
For the meal that evening?
It's still wiggling by the time it gets into the kitchen.
So and it includes of the eight, you said eight courses, right?
I said six, but let's just not let that fade away, that this food, I don't know how often everybody else eats stuff that was harvested that day.
Right.
And when we talk about the nutritional value in general of like fresh fruits and vegetables, well, it doesn't get any fresher. Right. So, you know, people talk about living foods or a raw food diet. And like, I mean, I'm crawling around the fields all day just grazing my way. And
I want a picture of that.
But our meals are very well rounded. They're not raw or vegan or vegetarian, although we do accommodate folks that let us know about their special needs. But no, we are always including, basically, once we figure out the veggies that are available or in tandem, Jen usually figures out the main animal protein, which we work a lot with Dale Ranch and Lake Elsinore.
So this time of year, is there less food less fresh food available to utilize? So it's really seasonal with the farm.
It really is seasonal with the farm, and that changes throughout the year, and that's one of the reasons, primary reasons, that we don't do them through the winter.
Right. So you can't have a Christmas party.
Well, you know, stay tuned. We do have food, but I don't think we could really do it twice a month like we do May.
Yeah, we just did one Christmas. Well, Christmas party would be fabulous. It'd be a great Christmas gift.
Well, I want one of the themes of our dinners to be farming is a drag.
Yes.
Ooh, no. Right? Now that could be really fun.
So stay tuned for that.
I know a few people who would be there in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And they're already wearing the dress.
Totally.
Well, what a fun thing to do, and what a unique idea for Laguna Beach. I just think it's fabulous. I think it's something everyone should be aware of, and I would love to go to one myself this summer. There's was a wonderful article, a write-up, I believe, in, was it Stu News?
Stu News, yeah.
Yes, and,
yeah.
And if anyone wants to know all the sort of details, there's some great pictures of Andrew and Ray, and they're getting the food prepared, and I believe there's a picture of
Who's
the chef.
Ray is amazing.
Leo, excuse me.
Ray.
Larry, zip it.
Too.
Zip it, Larry.
We're still working on Craig's memory.
There is medication.
So, and there's a picture of your chef. Again, her name is?
Jen Alvarez.
So Jen, J-E-N?
Yep.
Alvarez.
And she really has built her own business around working on farms as a chef, which is really amazing.
Wow. What a team. Just a dream team. I can't applaud you guys enough. I think what a wonderful thing. So everyone, this next summer in the spring, Mother's Day, you know, you got to be good to your mother.
Yes.
Give her a Mother's Day gift. Get a hold of them. Go to, you. After today's show, you can go to Rainbow Radio. I'll give you all the information where you can.
I do want to point something out real quick, Craig. You said Mother's Day. Both Ryan's mother and my mother, we both work these dinners.
It's a family
really?
Affair.
It's a family affair.
Oh my gosh. Well, you might want to give them the day off on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
You might.
Shoot, we're going to have to find some
the good son that you are.
That's hard to replace your mother.
But it's true. The crew is amazing and does include our moms, Chris and Maureen. And
a shout out to Chris and Maureen.
Yeah.
And my boyfriend Donnie too.
Absolutely. Yeah. And all local folks basically. It's part of boosting the local economy too, is having like a local business, employing people that live in town. We're doing 6 courses. When you arrive, you got a welcome cocktail that Andrew makes.
Also seasonal, just like from the farm.
Oh wow.
Really kicks things
special
off.
Special recipe.
Yeah.
So every dinner is unique.
Every dinner is unique. Every single menu item.
You could go twice a month all summer long. And
we have a lot of repeaters.
Yes. Yeah. A lot.
Yeah. And it is all about educating people. You know, this is what food is. This is where it begins, you know, on the farm. So yeah, we'll go through 6 courses. I mean, we do a little farm tour as well, kind of as the sun is setting. You arrive, have your welcome cocktail. Little farm tour. You end up walking through the kitchen, our finishing kitchen, which is all wood-fired, oven and
grill. Oh, my God.
Grill,
and outdoor.
And outdoors. And then find your seat, and the party begins.
What a great setting.
Live music as well.
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-huh.
What more would one want?
Drag performances.
Well, we're working on the drag dinner.
Absolutely. Yeah, if anyone, you know, is interested in making that happen with
us. I think that will be fun. This next summer, there's going to be craziness in Bluebird Canyon for sure. We're going to take a short break here for some more music from Lou Reed with a little Walk on the Wild Side. I think.
Holly came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked her way across USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs and then he was a she. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. Candy came from out on the island. In the back room she was everybody's darling. But she never lost a head, even when she was given head. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go doo 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 doo. Do once gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side. Sugar Plum Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. All right. Ha. Jackie is just speeding away. Thought she was Jean Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that patch. She said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls say, doot 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 doot.
Thank you, Lou Reed. Ryan, who just brought it to my attention, he didn't know much about that song, but I remember in the early 70s, I can relate back that long ago, when this song came out, I was thinking, well, I'm the only one in the world. There's no one else. I'm in Yreka, California, population of 3,500 whoops.
At first, you were alone.
No, I was petrified. He was afraid.
Oh, go on, you guys. When I heard the song, I realized it's a story about a guy and deciding that he was gay, and that at the end of it, his words are, "That's what I am. I'm a man," and it's a great song.
I'm floored.
So you didn't know. So without any further ado, I want to bring in Larry into this circle here.
Welcome, Larry.
Woo! Yeah, Larry.
Mr. Ritchie, he has contributed, I just on a serious note here, he has contributed a big part of himself to this community for a great many years. And he's also very proactive in preserving some of the history of what's going on in Laguna Beach. My commentary today is going to be a bit about the artist colony of Laguna Beach and how we can kind of preserve that. But that's the history, and that's a big part of what Larry understands and is sharing with everyone, so that, you know, perhaps some of the part of the history doesn't get repeated, and the good parts get repeated, but the bad parts get dismissed. Let's just say that. So,
all right, Larry, confused me.
Where are we? Pass the coffee.
Go ahead.
So, Larry, what's your latest project you got underfoot?
Well, I have several LGBT projects that I work on a regular basis, but I'll go down part of the list here. You just mentioned the artist colony that we have in Laguna Beach, and one of the things that I'm working on I am also a member of the LGBT Heritage and Culture Committee that Craig is on. And one of the goals I have before too much time passes is to have an art exhibit, and that it would highlight a lot of the LGBT artists from the past to now. So it's something that I brought up because I also founded a senior LGBT club at the Senior Center, the Susie Q Center. So in that sense,
I can't wait to be a member. I'm not kidding about that.
It's wonderful. in a sense, the Senior Center has an art exhibit constantly going every 6 weeks at a time. So I brought it up to the executive director, and I said, since we did the proclamation in May with the mayor, that June is now Heritage and Culture and Awareness Month of the LGBT community, I want to get art from the past and the present and bring it into June of 2018.
Yeah.
Have an exhibit on all the walls. I'm getting goosebumps.
Me too.
I can see it, you know. Yeah. And so have an exhibit of art on the walls that's not, it's not just LGBT, it's about, but every piece that has been done by a Laguna Beach LGBT artist from the past and the current times will have a rainbow sticker next to it. And I have a collection, and my own personal art collection will be in it. And so these are pieces from the 70s forward, because I'm from the 70s forward.
Woohoo!
And sooner than that, too.
I want to interject one thing, Larry. The Senior Center, I think, like Leo here says, he's never been there. I have been in and out of Laguna for years. I have not been there until we started having our heritage meetings there.
Correct.
If anyone who's listening out there has not been to the Senior Center, it is a beautiful facility. It's well run. It's clean. And what they do there with all their available space for meetings, you've got a card group you want, or you're proactive in some community effort. They're the place to go if you need some help and some coordination. They generously offered their space for our heritage meetings, and they're so much a part of the community. If you haven't seen the building, the facility, including a full kitchen and events that they have there, well, you're really missing out. You should just take a minute, and you don't have to be a senior to go in there.
No. Actually, it is the Laguna Beach Community Center as well. So part of it is run by Laguna Beach itself, the city. And then there's the Senior Center is within the community building.
So
it's at 383rd Street, and you can't miss it because it's a beautiful arts and crafts.
Underground parking, plenty of parking.
Free underground parking in Laguna. I mean, covered parking.
And
I don't
fantastic
even have that at home. You know, I got
Rose Gardens.
The fantastic Rose Gardens.
Rose Gardens there are amazing. That's what
up
I've been
on the
to
upper level. So, okay, so we've gone off the line here, but back to this art exhibit. When I presented this to the Senior Center via our wonderful executive director, Nadia Babai, she just sat down. She said, this is just wonderful. So now it's been presented to their board of directors, and it has been accepted, and it will happen.
Yay.
Right
Yay.
On.
It Things will happening happen.
Oh, my gosh. That's great news. You heard it here first on KX93.5 FM's.
Yes.
Oh, Laguna Beach is only FM radio.
Yes.
Laguna
oh, God.
Is still
here he is punching
gay
his own line here, you know. So that's coming up, and we're going to do this under the hat of unity. One word can say it.
U-N-I-T-Y.
Yeah. Well, honey, I'll give you a singing lesson later. So the exhibit is going to be based under unity. So it will include all levels of art, all types of people. We will highlight the LGBT artists from then and now. June 2018.
The whole month. If anyone missed the proclamation list last June with the mayor and everyone, it was a tearful event, well attended by everyone, and I think it's kind of set the tone and revitalized the community a lot on a lot of levels. So this
Absolutely.
Next year we plan on it being even more aggressive and some pride events. We're all in the planning stage. So what else, Larry, you got going? You mentioned there's a couple other
I'd like to give a shout out to a club that I founded 4.5 years ago, Club Q Laguna. Is a social club for the LGBT community and friends. It's at the Senior Center. We are actually under the dome of the Senior Center, which is a nonprofit, by the way. And so it was about 5 years ago I went to them, and because I've been in Laguna as a gay man since 1971, Oh, God, I just said that.
Your mic is on, Larry.
It's okay. Yeah, your mic's on.
I thought we were off on that one. And I've seen all this change happen, and I've seen it come and go. And now I'm a senior individual living in this community, and I know so many people that just sit at home with a remote in their hand and a TV, and they're not socializing. And then with the bars being closed except for Main Street, that energy has changed. So I can't bring that much back. But, well, maybe I could, huh, Craig? You know me well.
Well, you have quite a history, singing and entertaining.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. Well, I've been infused into Laguna from a long time ago. So I brought the concept up to, again, the board of director of the senior center, and I said, I know a lot of people that are 55 and older that are LGBT persons, and we don't have the community we had before, and I don't want to see people just fading into the sofa with a remote. And we need somewhere to meet, somewhere to gather, somewhere to enjoy and talk about who we are, what we've done, what we want to do. And it took about, I guess, 4 or 5 months of just discussing this. And then it went to the board of directors, and then it came back to a private meeting.
So you stewarded it.
And I got it. I got it.
You know, yeah. Larry, you're a really happening guy.
Yeah.
Making things happen. This is amazing.
I want it to. It has to happen.
It's exactly what Laguna needs,
you.
Too.
It has to happen. Number one, I love to see the young people come in, but please don't forget the seniors. We pioneered this path for the younger people. We have gone through the epidemic. We have gone through all of the fear. We have gone through everything to clear the road for our upcoming LGBT persons.
Yes, sir.
And I want it to happen in Laguna Beach. I want to see that excitement come again. The proclamation probably was the most proudest moment of my life of almost 40 years in Laguna Beach. I never thought I'd live to see
this city come
back and acknowledge the community that infused what Laguna Beach is about.
Yeah. There was not a dry eye in the room myself.
No.
I couldn't look at Larry.
No.
I couldn't look at Michael Witakowski, who's here making faces through
with
the window.
Husband,
yeah,
Bob.
He is making faces.
But I couldn't look at Michael. We both started crying. It was a very emotional moment. And I think, growing up a young man in Northern California, I never felt personally that I would see something like this evolve. And so we have survived. We're going to take a short song break here and come back and talk to Larry a little bit more. And he will survive, as we all will.
Oh, honey, I have survived.
Keep it up.
Made you leave your key. If I'd have known for just 1 second, you'd be back to bottom.
that was Gloria Gaynor, and Larry was just sitting here. We've had a few conversations offline here, and I think they're important. I wanted to kind of touch on them a little bit. Larry, it's about surviving, and there's not a lot of people that have survived, and Larry is certainly one of them, and he's made the conscious decision, and I applaud him for it, to give back to the community and share with him his life's experiences and how they've affected him, and I guess help people gain a new, better direction in their own lives, having shared some of what Larry has to offer with them, which is very generous of you, Larry. We applaud you.
Oh, yes, sir.
Thank you. Bravo.
I'd stand up and take a bow, but I'd fall off my stool. I mean this stool.
Oh, no, no, let's not go there.
That stool.
He's now, a bad boy.
I know. We gotta get him out of here quickly. No, Larry, we talked a little bit about the your gay organization that's at the senior center. Mm-hmm. We didn't touch on what some of the things they do, some of the activities. Can you give us a quick rundown that might entice people to show up and be there and participate?
I would love to. We meet on the first and third Friday of every month, unless otherwise notified. And on the first Friday, we usually have some kind of an event, a potluck party, maybe a speaker for education on, because it is the senior center, we do focus a lot on that. So I've had speakers in that will update you on Medicare situations and changes and things like that. So it's a social time. A lot of times in my e-blast, I do an e-blast for each time that we're gathering. I'll say, you know, on the first Friday of May is going to be a social gathering. And so people just, you know, they come in just to talk. There's music playing, whatever. We sit around the tables or whatever. So then the third Friday, so that's on the first Fridays. On the third Friday is our movie of the month. So every month we play a movie, and it's usually something that, well, it's not always totally LGBT oriented, but I would say 80% of it. And that's everybody loves that. They come, and then my club provides
popcorn.
Everybody loves popcorn. So what we really do,
it's always a hit.
Yeah, we put out free coffee, water, sodas, popcorn, and candy. So you are at the movies, it's wonderful, and it's a beautiful room.
That's huge.
It's free. There's no membership fee. It is free. We have existed for 4 years on donations of the membership. And on air, I want to thank every one of those members, because this concept, this club, would not have existed 4 years. In June of next year, it will be our 5-year anniversary for Club Q. Totally, solely kept together by donations of the membership.
Awesome.
Yeah. I do not want to have a membership fee. Just come in, enjoy. If you got a dollar, leave a dollar. If you got a couple of grand, you just hand that to me. And then
he knows right where it goes.
Yeah. Okay. So that's just kind of a round out. So the first and third Friday, if you're on our email list, our roster has over 100 people on it. We do not get that. Thank God we don't get 100 people every time we get together.
You might after this program.
Yeah. So we get a nice attendance at each of our gatherings.
And if you want to get on the list, how do they get a hold of you?
To get on the list, well, I'm not going to give my email over the over the radio.
That is. I will. No problem.
Yeah. There is, if you call the senior center and say you need contact for the
Club Q
Laguna, then everything, my email will be given to you. Then I put you on the roster. You are a member.
Or you can contact 93.5 KX 93.5 FM radio, and we'll get you in touch with Larry. Or you can go to rainbow-radio.com and leave a comment there. That's our website. We'll get back to all of our guests this morning. But there's something I want to bring up, And it's Craig Cooley's, I guess, his commentary. So it's not necessarily the opinion of the station or anyone else for that matter. It's just me. But I want to talk about an event that's coming up this Wednesday. And to segue into that, I want to talk a little bit about Laguna Beach as an artist colony. It essentially was a thriving artist colony many, many years ago. And it survived and thrived. And in fact, that's the seeds or the grassroots that started Laguna on its path that it has come to today, which is the Art Affair and the Sawdust Festival, Festival of the Arts, Pageant of the Masters, an art college, and an art museum. Most of them very strongly supported by the community, and a great part of what Laguna Beach has to offer is art. There's tons of galleries in Laguna. And there's one component that the city is looking at now, and again, this is my opinion, to kind of revitalize the art on a new level. And I made a suggestion I'm making a suggestion here. Let's draw back to a community in Southern Oregon, Ashland, Oregon. There's a great annual event there that goes on. It's in the summer. They have Shakespeare. If you're a starving thespian, and that's not a mispronunciation, Larry, that's
Andrew.
Correct.
I didn't Andrew. Say that.
A starving thespian. And you want to have something credible on your resume, you work hard to become a cast member of the Oregon Shakespearean Festival. Their budget every year in Oregon is in the millions. Let's compare Ashland to Laguna Beach. Population, 21,000 Laguna Beach. Population, Ashland, Oregon, 23,000. So we're pretty close. Both of these communities, and I lived in Ashland for a while, but both of these communities are very much support programs within their community that are similar. So they're seasonal. They have the Oregon Shakespearean Festival. We have the Festival of the Arts. And it's a big part of the community. But if you look at the numbers between what's going on in Ashland, Oregon, and look at the numbers at what's going on here in the community, there is a disparaging difference. Ashland, with Oregon Shakespearean Festival, does really well by comparison. We do very well. Mostly it's not all about the art festival here, but it is about Laguna in a bigger sense than what perhaps Ashland, Oregon does. But nonetheless, there's some very strong similarities. I make this suggestion that a big part of what happened to develop Laguna Beach was the artist colony. I am suggesting that that's what a component that we need again in our community. We need a colony of artists. We need their art that will be the grassroots effort that will become the art that is shown at the Art Affair, that's shown at the Sawdust Festival. And it's for the starving artists that have no opportunity to share their talent and their skill. So I would even go so far as to, we built a community for these artists. We granted them an internship to become an artist. We would show their art in the community. I could see on a national level that we could get artists from all over the world, young, old, gay, straight, black, white, I don't care, local. But the criteria is that they can't afford to pursue their own art that's curated by a nonprofit that says, oh, these are fantastic artists. They need a venue. They need an opportunity. I think that would be a huge contribution on a global level and a huge opportunity for Laguna Beach to really, be again, a part of what it has been in the past, be even stronger. I personally feel that it needs to be done. It's not just something we should talk about. It needs to be done. So I will go so far to say, if you're interested in this cause or even any other cause you think that is similar that would help support the community, there's a meeting and town hall meeting this Wednesday, November 8th at 6:30. And it is where, Larry? At the community center.
Yes.
Susie Q. What's the address?
383rd Street, Laguna Beach, California.
And you can arrive at 6 p.m. There's refreshments. And you can go, You can speak at it. If you want further information, you can go to the Cultural Arts Department of the City of Laguna Beach and online, and you can get information about it. But please, if you have a few moments and you want to support the community, I think this is a cause that's vital to all the community, not just the LGBTQ community, but all the community. We need to have, I feel, young artists, again, back in the fold, doing things that are important and contributing to the community as a part of what Laguna Beach has to offer. That's my commentary for today. If you'd like to leave comments, you can go to rainbow-radio.com, or you can go to KX93.5, Laguna Beach's only FM radio, and leave some messages there. So we're going to take a short break, and we're going to wrap it up with our... Whoa, that was loud. We're going to wrap it up in a minute. Thank you. We're running short on time. I just want to not consume it with too much music. I love music. It's a big part of our program. But I wanted to get back to our guests, Larry, Andrew, and Leo, all here. I'm so thankful you're all here. There was a bit of offline discussion. We shouldn't do that, I suppose. But we're talking about, again, a little bit about the community and how maybe we, like Ashland, Oregon, we can get young thespians and artists who want to be in the theater to participate in that community. It's what keeps it thriving. If we did the same for the artist community here, I think it would help keep this a thriving and viable and very interesting, very unique. We're not like any other beach city. We're an artist colony, and that's where we started. That's our DNA. So to have a group of young artists or old artists or black artists or white artists or whatever color of the rainbow your art is, and have given an opportunity to represent their talent here in the city, to me, is a very wonderful thing. It art used as therapy, art used to communicate across nations, across cultures, is a huge, huge, wonderful thing as we live in this crazy, crazy-ass world sometimes. Oop, did I say that?
Yes, you did.
I didn't hear anything.
You told us we couldn't.
Sorry. Anyway, we'll move right on. So, Andrew, did you have any parting words you wanted to share with us regarding your experience up there in the canyon?
No, but I do definitely want to get you both down there.
Okay.
You both have to enjoy the dinner with us, and then maybe we do a follow-up interview and see how everything went.
Ooh,
yeah.
Part two.
He's marketing 101 right there, Leo.
I keep him
on
the game.
I keep him on staff, yeah.
Exactly. Well, what I like to say is don't hide your pride.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, he's wearing a t-shirt that says that. I love it. I want one of those.
Leo, we're on the radio. They can't see it.
Yeah, I know, but you all reacted. Here,
take it off. Let me take a look at it.
I'm going to be throwing it out the KX95 window, our rainbow-colored windows up here. And the other thing I wanted to say is Laguna's still gay.
Yeah.
Really?
That's wonderful.
End of story.
It didn't go away, huh?
No. All these people are whining about it and saying what used to be, but the truth is, it's still gay.
Okay.
This radio show is a prime example of that. Main Street Bar.
Kudos to you, Craig. Great job.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Andrew. And Larry?
Yeah.
Give you the last word.
All right. Well, that's okay. I have a word. I do want to say a few things that'll be informational for people. I want people to understand that we have absolutely no senior LGBT housing in Orange County. None. It does not exist. I just went online. There's still nothing listed. It's that I'm aware of. There's nothing.
That needs some attention.
This needs a lot of attention because we get calls at the senior center and stuff like that. And another person I know just got a call and called me and said, hey, and he's a social worker. So he's working with an LGBT person saying, what do we have here where I can go live and be in my lifestyle and everything else. So I'd like to see people come together and try to get some senior housing in the Orange County area. One of the places where there's a wonderful youth group is with the LGBTQ Senior Center in Santa Ana. You want to check with them. And also, there are senior services available through the LGBT Center OC, through Council on Aging OC. If you have questions, you can also call our senior center here, the Susie Q Senior Center. So that's just a few things that I wanted to get out there.
Thank you very much. I want to thank our guests. We're going to take it out with a little song here called You Promised Me. Larry, You Promised Me.
No, I think that goes the other way, Craig.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And you know why.
Okay, I'm good with that.
This is getting spicy.
I know. Oh, I don't know which way it does go.
Let's have a little hot pepper, honey.
Oh, pass the salt.
Just me and you. Thank you, everyone. Thanks for listening to Laguna Beach's only rainbow radio station on KX93.5. We'll see you next week. Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you.
Thank you, Craig.
Leo.
Thank you, Craig Cooley.
Thank you, Craig.
Have a great afternoon, everyone.
Adios. You promised me the moon and the sun, the birds and the sky. You promised me a wonderful life, they wear on the lights. You promised me all diamonds and pearls that I never got. You promised me.